Here's over here.
All right.
And his father, so angel, just was that stuff.
Chairs are needed. I need to be here. I'll be more than happy to give up my seat.
Linda, can you confirm that you can hear us, Linda? Thumbs up? Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Like 2 days after I...
It was gone.
And that's come
all that stuff. So it's very nice.
Be not a tough
one.
We have. I don't have an agenda for
you.
Yes. Yes. No. You go first. Good. Yes. Because I did it after you told me you could come first.
Yeah.
Do you have my back here?
I can't sit with my back to the door, so I just bend and
okay. And then
thank you. Back.
You're more than
welcome. Oh, I hope. I don't need to rush you. You never know.
You
rush you out like the president.
Yeah, we
just hold it right up there. I'm going to take that. The chair has rollers. My own Secret Service. I know.
Yes.
Boiled in. Special side.
Like his
hair, baby.
not
quite as much.
Dave and Ralph.
I know, right?
Horse trail.
Welcome back. Thank you. Except it's still too hot.
Also,
he's going to check it out.
I see you there.
Are you?
Yeah. That might be a
non-thing.
Right.
What was it over there?
Sure, let's call it nice. Nice and
soft. You're a nice and soft.
Richard.
Well, right now we don't have quorum.
No, we don't.
So now that we're five, we need three. I'm going to say 2.5, but that's
it. Yeah.
Robin said she was coming in person and she was going to try and join her twin. Okay. And Sherry said two others. No. So we have three.
Okay.
I think we're now officially good to the null song.
Yes.
We have the three that we need.
Get another minute.
It's 3:29. So we do technically have a minute in our favor.
Yeah.
Make sure this is off.
Somebody's electric lights.
You said Robin is expected.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she said she was going to be in person.
And Darren said by
virtual.
Yes.
In my mind. Can anybody hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Manon.
Thank you.
Go. Everyone got quiet.
You have to do to verify who you are.
Well, I mean, the good thing with what we see up there is everyone's name is appearing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's generally a start.
Exactly.
When it's usually a call-in number, we ask them to indicate who they are.
Oh.
Right.
City Council.
Have a two side.
Oh.
Everybody's got.
I can let Lindy's down.
You didn't find it. No, Lindy didn't. Always find it.
It's a difference.
They're all my arts.
Ready? In case. All right. Right there.
All right. I would like to call this meeting of the Tucson Parks and Recreation Commission order. It is Wednesday, October 23rd of 2024. Wow. That's okay. Roll call.
Okay. Chair Steve Putnam.
I'm here.
Thank you. Vice Chair Becky Quintero.
Present.
Commissioner Mangan Getzi.
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Robin McArdle is going to join in person.
Okay.
He's running a little bit late. Commissioner Darren Gregg.
I'm here.
Thank you. Okay. We have four board members. We may proceed. We have four.
Okay. Thank you very much. Approval of the minutes of September 25th of 2024. Everyone should have received those within the last 5 days or so. Does anybody have any comments or questions about the minutes?
I do not. Then I'll make a motion to approve.
All right. It has been moved. Do we have a second to approve the minutes? Anyone?
A second.
Thank you, Darren. Appreciate that. All right. So we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of September the 25th, and please reflect that Robin is here now.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Nope. None opposed. Okay. That takes care of that one. Let's go to item number three. This is the call to the audience. At this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the committee. Speakers are limited to 3-minute presentations. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual committee members may ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda or respond to criticism made by speakers. However, the committee may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during call to the audience. I have, at this point, 4 requests, 3 in person and 1 virtual. Did anyone else have anything that they wanted to turn into Diane before we have these people speak? All right, seeing none, the first one on my list here is Ray Jordan. Ray, are you here? All right, Ray, the floor is yours.
Thank you. My name is Ray Jordan. I'm here representing myself, an individual, but disclosure, I am the Ward 5 representative on Tucson's Commission on Disability Issues. But I repeat, I am here on my own personal matter. I wish to bring to the attention of the committee the difficulty that many people with disabilities have in accessing and navigating Tucson's parks and recreation facilities. I wish to highlight one example, which lies not 50 feet from where we're sitting in this room. Prior to the zoo expansion process, a project beginning, right on across there, there were 2 car parks and 1 accessible pathway, a pedestrian pathway that joined the pathway along the golf course on the east side of Randolph Way with the zoo and the aquatic recreation center. In the zoo expansion process, the 2 car parks were relocated. The accessible pathway was removed, deleted, gone, not replaced. I have significant trouble understanding why Parks and Recreation Department did that. it has reduced the accessibility of Reed Park from any pedestrian, disability or otherwise, from accessing Reed Park from the easterly direction. It is, I don't see that there would be a difficulty replacing it, but I'm not an engineer, so I'm not making suggestions unless anybody's interested in my opinion. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. All right. The second person is virtual. Sarah, are you available?
I am. I don't know. Hello. Thank you for giving me a moment to speak with you all today. So my name is Sarah Studd. I am here both representing myself and several members of the Mountain First neighborhood, which is where Mitchell Park is located. Mitchell Park is a very small triangular neighborhood park with houses all around the outside. As of, I think it was just last week, the city staff came to repaint our concrete benches and tables. And I'm here today to represent my neighborhood in raising our opinion that we think that the colors that are being used currently are not fitting with the tone of our park. The colors used are very bright blue and very bright green. And in the past, the color that's been used has always been a more neutral color. Most recently, it was tan. Before that, it was actually green, but it was a darker kind of like vegetative green, which kind of fit a little bit more appropriately. I don't know if the decision was made. I've spoken to people painting the benches in years past, and I've been told that it was the paint that was on hand, and that was why it was being used. I guess we'd like to know if this is a decision that was made, or if it was not a, or if it was being done because that's the paint that was on hand. We'd like to ask if there's any way that we could request a more neutral tone, because again, it's very kind of shocking and bright blue blobs all around the park now. So that is all I really came to raise to you guys today, and I appreciate the time.
Thank you very much, Sarah. All right, the next one on my list is David. Is it tires or tears?
Tears.
Tears. David, you're on.
Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is David Tears. I'm here in my individual capacity. I'm also a member of the Rito Bend Neighborhood Association. I live on the end of Cactus Boulevard, which is a wonderful spot right next to the Rio Vista Park. And I want to talk about the park with a few words of gratitude and acknowledgement. I've been involved in the park process for 30 years, if you could believe that. It was over 30 years when the city of Tucson bought that 40-acre parcel. There was competing interests about what to do with that parcel back then. There was Little League demands that wanted to play. There was the University of Arizona Golf wanted to have a driving range there. And to the credit of Parks and Rec, and I think the guy's name was Gary Whitmer back then. I don't really remember the guy, but we had a lot of meetings, big well-attended meetings. And the overwhelming majority of people who were stakeholders in that park wanted to keep it natural. And ultimately, the city hired a landscape design firm, and they created a comprehensive plan for that park. It was run through the city of Tucson and approved. It was long ago. And thereafter, the first phase of development of this park took place. Many hundreds of trees were planted. Drip irrigation was put in. Paths were put in. Children's playground was put in. And the great grassy area in the middle, if you're familiar, was put in also. So it was a great thing, a really wonderful thing. As time went on, there was numerous efforts to really change the park. There was a powerful constituent to put a water dog park with water features in there. Again, the neighborhood association and the stakeholders came together and said, no, we want it to be a natural resources park. Over time, it became clear that there was maintenance needs there and other needs for development of that park. And in 2018, a bond was approved that dedicated a lot of extra money. I don't remember the numbers to that park. Again, the city of Tucson Parks and Rec started a long series of meetings, many, many meetings. That was in 2018. It's now 2024. Meeting after meeting, and did, I think, just the best job of hearing from all the stakeholders involved about what they wanted. Everybody got a say, and many times, many meetings, a zillion meetings. It sounded like Trump. A zillion meetings, hundreds of meetings, the best meetings, but I'm not going to do that. But anyway, finally, they really came up with a plan again, and now it's about two-thirds implemented. And I'm going to tell you, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I really want to say thanks to Park and Rec, and thanks to you all for enabling this thing to go so far. We're really delighted. The Neighborhoods Association is delighted with it. And if you had the benefit of seeing it during the last monsoon, you would be astounded at how beautiful it is. So that's it. Thank you. Thank you
very much, David. Appreciate it. The last one that I have at this point is Lindy. Are you here?
It's me. Yes, I'm Lindy Brigham, and I'm the president of the Neighborhood Association Rito Bend, which is where the Rio Vista Park is located. And I am here on behalf of the neighborhood to thank the Department of Parks and Recreation for the work they have done on the master plan so far. And we understand that Proposition 407 was essentially to put in splash beds. And we really, really appreciate Parks and Rec listening to us and saying, yes, we can use the funding for restoration of the park. That was a huge thing for us. And so we really want to acknowledge the fact that this park is very different than any other ones that are administered by Parks and Rec. And therefore, it sort of takes extra work to accommodate the special needs of a park like that. And so we want to acknowledge the fact that we take a little bit more of your time than others because it is different and it's something more that you have to do. And throughout the public input process for this, there were many discussions and the project manager for this, Tom Fisher, really he was amazing at being able to accommodate the myriad voices. I mean, the cacophony of voices of everybody had, as you can tell, we're passionate about this park. We love it. And everybody's got an opinion about it. And he was really good at negotiating that, figuring out what everybody was talking about, sort of trying to come to common solutions. And a really good example of that is the pathways, the trail system. Early on, we talked about the many different users. So we've got walkers, we've got walkers with dogs, we've got walkers with strollers, we've got birders, we've got cyclists, we've got equestrians. It's a huge amount of different needs. And one of the things we discussed was, well, should we make some trails just for these people, some for these people? And as you know, it's not that big a park. You can't really do that kind of thing and say, you know, you go here, you go there. And so the solution was to say, okay, everybody gets to go everywhere. All these paths are for everybody. But the goal is to maintain the environmental integrity. This is a natural resource park, and that's the bottom line for what we want for that park. And we think that the Parks and Rec has come to some good decisions on how to negotiate that kind of issue. And when Matt Christian came in, he also has been very responsive to the community, and we really appreciate that too. He's been very good to work with, and so we would like to give Parks and Rec high marks for the work that they've done so far. And we'd like to say that we are really, really excited about celebrating the completion of this phase of the ongoing restoration of the park.
Thank you, Lindy. Diana, did you have any others that were given to you?
Are there any other speakers that would like to address the commission?
Okay, then the next item on the agenda. Thank you all very much. And item number four is the Rio Vista update. So who's in charge of that?
Robin had asked for that to be added, so I don't.
Yes, it's so great to see people from Rio Vista neighborhood here, from the Neighborhood Association. Also my park, that's where I take my 8 grandkids and have been through the process, and it has been a process. I also worked for the department for 39 years. So you very seldom, it has been a very unique process because it is a natural resource park. So you're setting the precedent of how these situations will be treated in the future. And I will also say I was a council aide in Ward 3, so going through these processes. This was very unique. You have had a lot of stakeholders. You have a lot of very passionate people involved in this process and still involved. And so, David and Lindy, thank you for – and are you all with Rio?
Yeah.
Recognize, yes, you from meetings. And we met with, because there were still issues, three commissioners have done walkthroughs based on some concerns that were brought up about trails and the width of trails and the rocks and mitigating the grass, the high grass that's grown in over the rocks. And so it's continues to be a process, and we are still listening. And so it's good to hear from all stakeholders always. What we heard, and I'd like Manon, we've met with Kevin, Councilmember Dahl, Parks and Rec Department, last week?
Last week sometime, yeah.
Okay. And what we heard, things that were continued to be part of the process, part of the conversation, things like the 365 plants, is that how many it is being, that you all are volunteering for, I'm sure, to plant. What I heard, I thought I heard was that there is irrigation to that, that was an issue. I heard that the stones that are lining the paths, you're still going to take a look at that as a safety issue. And there was discussion about the width of the paths. So was there anything else that you wanted to add, Manon or Steve, about what you believe you heard at that meeting that has continued to, from the April, and I recognize many of you from the April 18th meeting that was in the park, where the plan was, the master plan at that point, and then there were some trails that were closed at that time. These are things that have still been, that there's been light shed on those, and so there's still discussion because that's what the commission does. So, Manon, do you have anything to say about the meeting with Ward 3 and what you believe you heard continues to be looked at? And
I agree with what you said, Robin. That's what I also heard, that we could continue to look at some of the rock conditions that could cause hazards and just frankly weren't necessary in certain areas because they never have been in the entire time the reserve has been there. We certainly don't want to see somebody break an ankle if they can't see a rock and they're trying to get out of the way of somebody else. That would be bad and unfortunate. The only other thing that I would mention is I've been to all these meetings as well as Robin, from the get-go. I know this park very well. For those of you who don't know me, I've lived on the edge of it in different areas for multiple years, and I love this park. and I think it's an amazing community. My only concerns as a commissioner is that when I spoke to Tom Fisher, who I've worked in other capacities with in the city, he was going to take this through and continue to look at the path situation. And I had no issues or worries about that whatsoever because Tom always did what he said he was going to do. And now we're in a master plan situation. And I do have concerns, and I did voice these concerns that there may be one or two too many paths that have been taken away, and there's too much pressure for so many users in order to stay out of each other's way. And so that was just my concern, not only as a commissioner, but as a citizen. And, you know, I'd be happy to hear in the future from other citizens what they think. Sometimes just one more trail is out. So thanks, Robin.
Thank you very much, Manon. The only thing that I might add from the meeting was I understand that there is a recognition that the grasses growing up around the rocks are going to be a continual maintenance problem. And as long as that is well understood and those are attended to regularly, I think that that will, assuming that they're taken care of regularly, that will take care of the issues. But there, that is a big concern because many of those rocks that people could trip over or whatever are not visible. Oh, excuse me, were not visible when I was there. So, all right. Did we have anybody else who would like to chime in or say anything? Darren, did you have anything that you wanted to add?
No, I'm good. Thank you, though.
All right. And how about you, Becky?
Good.
You're good.
I'm still waiting for a tour.
And I'm glad that you brought up Lindy, Tom Fisher. And it's important. People leave their legacies. They're here for a long time. And I think it's very important to honor people and honor all of you. It's been a long process. I remember playing, going to the Ronstadt's house
30 years
when I was a kid and playing. But Joni was my sister's best friend, so yeah, it's been around there a long time, and it is a very, very special park. And I think the point is, I hope we continue to just that. I think the point that's being made, it's not a start and a finish. It never has been. This has been an ongoing, and I hope that it continues to be an ongoing public process.
Okay, thank you very much. Anyone else before we go on to a related item? Which is dogs off leash, not only in this park, but in the others. So I know about the last month's push, but what else is going to be going on?
Well, the Parks Department doesn't really have enforcement power, right? So what we focused on is what we could do, which is education. And hoping that if there's a broader education, as well as handing out free leashes, free poop collector, little kits that you can attach to your leash, that we were starting a process that also would enable neighborhood associations, because the media kit was set up so that if anybody, any neighborhood association wanted to incorporate it into their newsletter, promote it, even the sports user groups, because we hear from everyone about the frustration with dogs being off leash. The challenge that we have is trying to get PAC, who are overwhelmed and have limited resources with enforcement officers. And then, of course, TPD, there are a lot of other issues that we try to work with them as well, that some of them are more pressing in terms of doing the enforcement. We kind of are a bit stymied on options on how to address the off-leash. So I have put in a request to TPD if we could target certain parks where we are seeing the issue is growing and try to do specific times of the day that we know it happens and see if they do a couple citations that could help. But what I often hear is that the availability is going to be based on no other emergencies going on at that scheduled time. So we're going to keep working with them to try and get some dates locked in. But PAC really is the main enforcement arm when it comes to off-leash dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
What about community service officers? Are they in a position where they can cite people or give them a written warning, that kind of thing?
So I'll tell you one of the common things that I hear that happens. People will say, I came to the park without my ID.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think that they will help us in communicating, educating, and reinforcing. But it is a bit of a no-win situation on our end because we do try. I know my staff try. They often get not so favorable responses from individuals. I won't repeat what they often hear. But it's disheartening because they are trying. And it's not just to share. It's not just the open park, but there's a lot of folks that also use the fields that have gates as private dog parks, which then that causes problems on its own. So that's why the strategy, the marketing plan that Sierra and Angela put together, some of it was very much in your face to the point of an image of a child in a sports uniform talking about not wanting to slide into poop, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but also the damage to the grass, the damage to the soil or the site conditions with digging of holes. So we were hoping that campaign would might publicly shame some to think through and make a change, but it's hard to measure.
Then my next question is, you didn't answer my question about the CSOs. If yeah. they do have a so way to find out who that person is, can they?
We will be inviting Chad to the next meeting because he did promise a follow-up with us on the CSO program.
Okay.
I think it's a good conversation. Take advantage of him being here and talk through how they can better help through what you all see in terms of the needs in the park. I can't answer for the CSOs since they don't belong.
See, I go back to the days when the CSOs that were hired were going to be park rangers.
I know.
And I don't see any help there anymore
right.
because they've got them busy doing all kinds of other things. This is probably something I should ask Chad, but we should find out whether it's illegal to actually take pictures of the scofflaws so that we can recognize them, post them. I don't know what might be
illegal.
He
may say the city attorney's office needs to opine on that, certainly see a lot. We get submittals of pictures of problematic individuals. That's how the staff try to then identify and engage individuals and talk to them about their behavior.
The one time that I did recently go over and visit the park in question, which was Rio Vista, mm-hmm. I went near sundown, and there must have been anywhere between 12 and 15 dogs running around there loose, and all the people were just standing off to the side, letting them do whatever.
Right.
And so that is definitely an issue there, and I know it's an issue in a lot of places.
Yeah, there's a running list of where we have the problem.
Okay. Anything else on the dog off-leash issue?
Just remind, be an advocate as well, I would say. Don't get into confrontations.
No, definitely not.
Right. But I do worry about the Ward 5 residents. I mean, when they attend the parks and there's a dog loose in the park, they tend not to get out of the van until the dog is gone.
Because then that delays activities.
Right. I mean, because actually when they had set their items and their fun things out, a dog came running along, grabbed a ball, and took off. And it's like, so they had to chase the dog down for his ball, so there's a safety issue with the dogs off leash.
Sure.
Yeah, and their poop is everywhere. Nobody wants to step in that.
Yeah.
Manon has her hand up.
Oh, Manon, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, and I would just say that, Steve, I think it's probably going to be a lot more difficult than we understand because we don't have a lot of laws on our side around situations like this. In general, if it's not the police department, people even just run from the dog catcher. And if they get away, they get away. And that's how it is. And it is unfortunate because, at Hamel Park, there's even more dogs running. And there's been a few that have been quite problematic over and over again. And nothing has happened to this fellow, and his dogs attacked multiple dogs on leash. And all of them went to the hospital, and thousands upon thousands of dollars were spent. And nothing ever happened to this man, you know. So it's, and he's still there occasionally. You know, I walk there. And this is a really serious situation. It's getting, you know, as the country becomes more divisive and divided, it's also more dangerous to confront anybody. So I would hate to see any park employees be given the job of just standing there going, hey, please don't do that, because who knows what could happen to them. So yeah, it is a really difficult situation, and I wish us all grace in figuring it out.
Thank you, Manon. All right. Let's hope the Santa Cruz River Park discussion number 6 is something different. Who's that one?
Becky asked for that to be added. I wanted to know who that belongs to, because actually I went to the I-19 Irvington interchange meeting, and they're going to use Santa Cruz Loop as the diverted roadway to get back into the stores. And Santa Cruz Lane is, you need to repave that, but they're also going to see Santa Cruz Loop there that's filthy, 10-foot weeds. I mean, all the weeds are taller than the kids. I mean, it's in bad shape.
So, honestly, I had to do research on this because I wasn't really familiar with the property. And so what I found out is initially it was something that the county was going to use as part of the Loop project. There was a developer that was involved, and unfortunately, he didn't do what he was supposed to do.
Nope.
And so the conditions of the site itself are very unsafe for public use.
Exactly.
So I'm actually going to talk with the city manager's office to see, like, what do we think long-term and what is the best approach for doing some maintenance there. I don't know enough about the stabilization to know even what can go in there. So I would like this to be one that I come back to you and give you an update, because it wasn't even on my radar, because it isn't an active common park that, and because of the history.
Right. And they have a sign closed there because it is unsafe.
Yeah. And it's very clear that everybody's stating that it's unsafe, but I hear what you're saying. It's also unsafe to have that much brush and potentially trash that's sitting on the property. So I will definitely commit to working with Diana to put it back on once I have a better idea what's going on.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Anybody else have any questions about Santa Cruz River Park? Don't hear any. So we'll go on to item number 7, which is the Tucson Parks and Recreation Commission Awards, which was in our packet as an action item.
Right.
Who would like to start with the discussion here?
So we have all those names that were submitted, and teams and individuals and groups, and how many are we allowed to give to each one?
So really, the last time that we had established some thresholds, I believe what we had agreed on was 10 for each category, which last year we didn't hit that, and this year we haven't hit it. I think it is worthwhile mentioning that the last one that was on the list, I believe that was David, right? Matosh, he really used it as a submittal of his desire for fish.
Yeah.
We've communicated with him multiple times about why that's not doable. Mm-hmm. But obviously I would consider whether you want to keep him in the list of awards.
And I also noticed that the Tucson Clean and Beautiful, was that what it was?
Yeah.
Nominated themselves. I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether we want to get into
self-promotion.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought about both of them, to tell you the truth. And so I will entertain a motion, but if nobody gives one, I'll make one up myself. And basically what I was going to say was omitting those two until we have more information. So
it's your choice. These are your awards.
Yes, I know.
What kind of information?
Well, I, for example, on the urban fishing thing, I wanted to find out whether there is any place around here where they can do the urban fishing, what the purpose of not having it in the center of the city are and things like that. Because I couldn't tell from what was submitted what the background information was at all.
Isn't Kennedy Park still a fishing lake?
Yes.
Lakeside Park.
Lakeside Park.
And Park.
So they can all fish there. That's what we used to take our kids to Kennedy, teach them.
What is the timeline? Could you go over the timeline?
So the awards would be presented at our December annual employee appreciation and awards event, which I believe could be the 15th or 20th. I'd have to look at the calendar. So, and I think part of it is also influenced by a future agenda item because of where November's meeting is kind of falling and what you all want to do about that. So it's your decision when you want to. I mean, they are certificates that we produce and then they get signed. So fairly simple in terms of our production of them.
We're going to hold off till November?
I think that's pushing it because it's at the end of November. I mean, it's either the end or the week before that, and that doesn't give a lot of.
I'm trying to look up the December meeting.
If they're going to be given away in December.
So do you want to just not nominate them now, today?
So I would prefer that someone make the motion, but if not, I will make the motion and do that.
And the awards. Appreciation lunch is on December 18th.
Okay. So does anyone want to make a motion about the awards?
Honestly, I haven't read. I want to read them.
Oh.
Manon has her hand up.
Well, Manon.
Okay. Manon, go ahead.
You're muted.
You're muted. We can't hear you.
Sorry. Steve, can you repeat the motion again a little more clearly?
I didn't really make a motion, but if I were to make a motion, I would have moved that they be accepted with the exception of the two that were submitted on their own behalf. So without naming all of them, I can go back and do that if you prefer, but those were the two that I had singled out in my reading that I'm not sure we want to get into, as was said, self-promotion.
Okay. And so we have, what, Tucson Clean and Beautiful who did that?
Yes.
I'm just looking on a smaller screen. It's a little more difficult. And was there another one?
There was one by a David
Montage
about urban fishing.
Yeah, that gets tricky. I agree it's tricky. I'm surprised that Tucson Clean and Beautiful wasn't nominated by many, many other people because they constantly working towards the betterment of our parks. So that's sad. They are a reasonable nomination, but I think if we get into self-nominating, we could end up with larger issues in the future. So I'll make that motion. Does anybody else want to second it?
I'll second it.
Becky seconded.
Okay.
Any further discussion then?
I have another discussion, not about that.
I have a question about that.
Go ahead.
I apologize. I'm not sitting at my computer. My schedule got changed today, but I don't recall seeing. I was curious because I saw the write-ups, but I didn't see like a consolidated document that outlined all the requirements and the rules and things that would be stipulated, like you can't self-nominate and that type of stuff. Does that document exist? Did I just miss that?
So I think what we did is we didn't consider a new member not being familiar with the program. So we can certainly share that. I do think even with deciding on a what we decide to do in November, December, we probably do have enough time. I mean, it's not a huge amount of certificates to prepare.
So what we can do is send out the guidelines of how the awards program is, and I apologize for that. I don't think we caught it. We were just on autopilot from last year. And we can share that out, and then if you want, then at the next one you can formally confirm. Does that help?
Does that satisfy you, Darren?
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for bringing that up, because I didn't think about that either.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have a motion to
hold?
I believe that.
Sure. Postpone.
Just postpone it until the next meeting.
Is that good, Manon, since you made the motion?
Yeah, we can postpone it to the next meeting, but I also have another question. It's been an incredibly busy month for me, more so than I've ever been in since I've been on the commission last year. So I am just now looking at this and seeing my own name a couple of places, which also we've never run into as a commissioner being nominated. So I am perfectly happy to have those removed. If that is not okay, you can take them off. I don't care. I didn't know that this was going to happen.
Okay, I looked and I didn't see any problem with them, Manon. They were drafted in the same way that the other ones were, and they were from at least a couple of different people who appreciated your work. And I don't remember anything being in our list of guidelines that would prevent that from happening. I mean, we obviously award them to members of the community, and you were definitely a member of the community during that time and not necessarily doing a job as a commissioner. We also grant them to employees of the city, so I didn't see any problem with it.
Okay, Steve. Thanks.
Unless you paid somebody to put the name.
No, I did. You know, the thing is that I advertised what's going on my Facebook group, and a bunch of people said that they wanted to nominate me, and I was like, no, please don't. I mean, this is for other people, and I think a couple of them slipped through that I didn't catch. So that was not my intention, but I was, you know, hoping just to promote what was going on.
Are you okay with postponing this until the next meeting then?
I think it's a good idea, yeah.
Okay, sure. All right. I'll take that as a second to postpone. Is that all right, Manon?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, all right. So we have a motion and we have a second to postpone this until the November meeting. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I don't hear any opposed, so that item is carried over into the next meeting. All right. Number 8, TBRD vision and mission statements, action item.
So we provided a copy. We did a management team meeting with staff. It's best practices to revisit your vision and mission statement every couple of years. We also have accreditation coming up, so we want to make sure that we are compliant. But ultimately, we met with the management team and made sure that we felt that we were still aligned to what the vision and mission was stating. But then some small tweaks to the language were proposed by staff. Historically, the commission has approved. So that's why we're here today, to get your feedback and see if you agree. We try to stay into a pretty succinct message that would be easy for any employee to be able to say, this is the vision and this is the mission. But we're here to hear from you, your opinions and thoughts, and see if you have recommendations for us to go in a different direction, or if you're supportive of it and then would offer an approval.
Okay. All right. I know, Becky, you have
I had an opinion.
Okay. Go for it.
And then, Robin, do you need,
do
we have an extra copy?
No.
You don't.
I can
copy
it.
Yeah. I can give her this one.
Okay. All right.
Because I wrote it out. So the vision statement I had no problem with. It looked good. A dynamic, proactive, and innovative system of parks, facilities, and services that enhance the broader quality of life for all. I thought that was perfect, succinct. Says what it was supposed to, right? And then I wanted to play with the mission statement.
Okay.
So you had written to enrich our community through inclusive, innovative, fun programs in safe, beautiful, sustainable places with a lot of commas in there. Mm-hmm. So I just reworded some stuff and said, to enrich our community through innovative programs that are fun and inclusive in safe and beautiful, sustainable places.
Okay, you're going to have to say it again so I can figure out the
So it's the last one.
The last one?
Yeah.
So you put fun in front of inclusive in safe and beautiful places and sustainable places. What would be the best way for the commission to see what she's recommending?
That's a good question.
Type it in
chat.
Is everyone
going to
be able to read it?
Type it in chat.
I'm just thinking, what if... One second.
All right. I'm going to put it on the screen in just a moment after typing it in. So please hang tight for
We're going to do it on the fly.
Thank you, Steve. Was this a document that was sent out before? Because I don't seem... to have it.
I'm with you.
Yes, it was sent out, was it Friday?
With the reports.
With the reports, yes.
Okay.
And it was one page, if I remember.
Yeah.
Very simple.
And it was labeled as such, is what we
It was
here.
Labeled as the vision and...
Yeah, the vision and mission.
Vision and mission, or mission and vision. I can't remember what order on the attachments.
What at the mini?
Yes.
There we go. Yeah, that's a lot of commas. Yeah, I agree. That's a lot of commas.
I'm going to share it for everybody to see. Okay. I need to think about that. Okay. Do you need me to make it bigger?
Mm-mm. No, I can read it out loud.
No, that's quite good.
This is the mission statement.
This would be the alternative for the mission statement, which is really just reorganizing the same words.
Yes. To enrich our community through innovative programs that are fun and inclusive in safe and beautiful, sustainable places. Shorter and fewer commas.
Save Sierra a few commas.
Anybody have any questions or comments?
I think that's better. Yeah.
All right.
I agree. That's mission. That I agree with that, Becky. That's a very good recommendation. May I ask something about the vision?
Sure.
The broader. What is the thought process in that? Enhance the quality of life.
No.
What's the broader quality of life?
Mm-hmm. The staff, I don't remember the thought process when we discussed that. Might have been a facility. I'm trying to remember when we started monkeying with it a little and wordsmithing it, and I think it's just...
I think I remember.
Okay.
It was trying to be all-encompassing, so, you know, like all walks of life, all ages, all people, all styles, all from top to bottom, left to right.
Old and small.
Right. Yeah.
Enhance the quality of life for all. We said the quality of life for all.
Which is the way it read before. So the top part is the way it was before. We're not married to broader. So.
Well, I think you need to have an S on enhance, don't you? That would read better. Any editors out there?
Probably.
Yeah. Enhances the broader quality of life for all.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Let them get broader.
It's just to include everyone.
I
get that.
Just,
yeah, quality of life
just
for all.
An adjective that's thrown into.
I think so. Yeah. To make sure everyone is included.
So all that's
I'm not a fan of broader. It may either not be needed at all, or another word or smaller phrase might be better. Let's see, a dynamic, proactive. This is just me reading it out loud to myself. So that's how I do it. A dynamic, proactive, and innovative system of parks, facilities, and services that enhance the overall quality of life for all.
But the quality of life for all.
The overall quality of life for all maybe might be better than broader, but, you know, whatever you guys think.
Whatever.
How about just enhance the quality of life for all?
That's it.
So just get rid of the adjective.
Well, if that's what your staff wanted, then I just don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, we brought forth, you know, obviously they didn't do a lot of substantive changes. They tried to trim it down. So in the end, that's why we bring it here. We workshop it with you as well. And then with your approval and blessing, we then adopt it.
I'm all for simplicity.
Okay. So if I'm hearing correctly, you like Becky's mission, adoption to the mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then for the vision, it would be enhance quality of life for all. So we would be removing the word the.
No, I think broader. Enhance the quality. I think the is, I'd just take out broader.
Okay. See, we would need a motion.
Okay, so it would now say, the vision being a dynamic, proactive, and innovative system of parks, facilities, and services that enhance the quality of life for all.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, I'll make a motion for that.
I'll second that.
All right. It's been moved and seconded.
And just one other comment. Do we need the comma after facilities right before and?
No, we don't. Okay. Actually, that can be removed. Right.
You sound to be more of the grammar police than me.
Yeah. We'll be running it by our grammar Nazi in the city manager's office.
Oh, thank you.
Right. Don't you worry.
And who first and seconded? I missed that part. I was
like, no. Moved and Becky seconded.
Thank you.
Right. So now, was that motion to adopt Becky's mission statement and the revised mission? Excuse me, Becky's mission statement and the revised vision statement?
Manon?
Yeah, yes, both.
Yes, okay. And do you understand that too?
Yes.
Okay, so both have now been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Then hearing none, let's take a vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, that takes care of it. The next item is meetings in November and December.
Right, so we just need to decide on the date because I believe by default the November meeting might be in conflict with Thanksgiving.
Is it the day before? I don't know.
Is it November 27th or November 20th? What are we doing?
27th.
The 27th.
Right, which would be the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Yeah. In past years, we have attempted to have the meeting and failed. So.
Unless you have a turkey.
I will not be in town, so someone else would be on the hook for turkey. So I just wanted to talk with you all about what was your preference. You know, then December also becomes a little dicey with the holidays, with Christmas, and then New Year's proceeding.
Oh, jeez.
So would you know, I've seen situations like with mayor and council, sometimes they'll do merged meetings. it's up to you what you decide you want to do, but so we can advertise it right. properly.
Okay.
We would need to know. So
November meeting would need to be, if it's going to avoid the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, it would need to be on the 20th.
Okay.
And then the December meeting falls on Christmas, which probably is not a good time. And as busy as the holiday season is, I don't know what to tell you. My first thought would be, because we definitely have some things on the agenda for November, that we move the November meeting to the 20th, and the other one we just kind of let it go into next year, if that's possible. But that's just my suggestion.
That's what the will of the board would be.
Can we just meet in November the 20th to cover November and December?
I would think so. I would think that's appropriate.
Yes.
Steve, when are you timing out again?
When am I timing out? Well, Diana tells me that it's next month. I've got to go find my certificate and see when they actually appointed me. So I might not be here for December anyway.
Oh, that's true.
So, well, I'm who knows? Sure
if we're just trying to get out of a party. we will really miss you, Steve. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Would anyone like to make a motion to meet on the 20th of November and then call it good for the year until January?
I'll make that.
Okay. It's been moved. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
And Becky seconded it. So Manon made the motion. Becky seconded it. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the November 20th change and doing away with the December meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? I don't hear any opposed, so that should carry it.
Okay.
The next item is new chair in the future, whenever that might be.
Yeah. So it wasn't a recommended for action, but just I think for everybody to just have an their purview that we will probably need a new chair, whether it's, I guess now with no December meeting in January. So just really more housekeeping.
Okay. Well, we have somebody with experience.
So that's what you're training me for. So that'll be in November, a decision in November and action.
Well, Steve can be the chair until he terms out. It's just my recommendation would be January to have that on the agenda to vote for a new chair.
Okay.
In November to go into effect in January.
Right. Oh, that's true, too. We could do it that way as well.
Could you repeat that?
So Greg was saying that you can always vote in November for the chair to become effective in January.
Okay.
So.
Do we have commissioners on the rise? Have we heard anything?
I haven't. I have had discussions with the manager's office. Tim's assistant, Sarah, is actively trying to work with identifying potential board members for all city boards that are struggling with seats. With Ward 6, we've had a couple conversations about different folks that they may want to consider, but they haven't indicated if they have someone confirmed.
There was something in this last newsletter that went out as far as this position and one other goes in the Ward 6 newsletter.
So definitely trying to have those active discussions. So really it's Ward 1, the mayor's office, and then by January, Ward 6.
Okay. Anything else about the new chair in the future? Then let's go on to item number 11, future capital projects. Would that be possibly?
It's me.
That's you too. Okay, I'm sorry.
So, no, I added it because about two meetings ago, a couple ongoing projects were brought up, and Greg and I, had a little lack of clarity on what was the intent. So, and in any given time, we can have close to 100 active capital projects. And the comment that we heard was that you would like to see the commission briefed on them more often. But we don't, like, 100 is probably not a digestible amount to really bring to every meeting, right? I know Greg does do his normal capital updates. Either Greg or Jasmine will take turns on that. My recommendation is that we include in the monthly reports the list of capital projects or the projects that are ongoing. And so my request is that the month before, you let us know about a particular project that you'd like a briefing on. And then that allows us to make sure that we are bringing forth the projects that you care about. Because if we randomly select, who knows if that's something that you are passionate about or not. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, sounds fair.
Just kind of tying off some things that we've heard in the past.
Anything else on that one?
No, that was it. Thank you, Laurel.
Okay. Reports and announcements from first the Parks and Recreation Commissioners. Does anybody have anything?
I do.
Go, Becky.
Speaking of that, I went to a neighborhood meeting and Sachi Coronado Vargas was bringing to us the new parking lot improvement at Rudy Garcia Park and the Mission Manor Park.
Right.
To keep people from doing donuts in the parking lots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Well, really, GSI with the benefit of donuts.
Yes, right. And the speeders that go through the parks and stuff. So that was a good thing and good to hear. So you know, she did bring her formats, her prints to the meeting. So that was good to know that that's coming up.
Yeah. Anything else, Becky?
No, that's it.
Robin, you have anything?
I do. Well. I appreciated the report. There's some great things going on. But I also am sitting here and I have Lindy here and Jennifer here. And I really feel like I blew an opportunity, as I said, to honor the people that have put so much time into things and your efforts. And we've been named Tom Fisher. I want to thank you both. I want to thank you, Jennifer. I know more about trails and parks than I think I did in my 39 years. And Parks and Rec, and you are vigilant and passionate, and you, Lindy, I wish that I had taken that opportunity while everybody was here to thank you for all you've done.
Anything else, Robin?
That's it.
All right. Manon, did you have anything that you wanted to announce or tell us about?
I did. Give me a second. My brain's a bit soup. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just not there. But we'll try again next month.
Okay, I'm going to go to Darren, and then if you happen to think of it while we're with Darren, let us know. Darren, did you have anything?
Yeah, thank you. I actually just had one thing. A couple of, I think it was two meetings ago, when the gentleman came in and was giving a briefing on all the capital plans and everything, there was talks about need for more employees and, you know, just funding for that. And I was wondering if there was any desire for somebody, would you like me to go and take a look at the potential getting involved in the SkillBridge program, getting Tucson Parks and Rec signed up for the SkillBridge program, which I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but it's a program for separating veterans. And what it does, it allows them up to 6 months of time to go learn a new skill or a new trade while they're still getting active duty pay. And so if that's something that the that Tucson Parks and Recs would like more information on, I'd be happy to go and get that information.
Okay. So just as a quick, I think it's next week, I have a meeting with SkillBridge to talk about how to potentially do the program within the department. Definitely happy to report back on that once we meet.
Okay, great.
Very good. All right, Darren, did you have anything else? No? I didn't hear anything. Okay. Manon, did you come up with yours?
I did. I remember.
go for it.
This is relating back to the call of the audience. Our first caller, and I'm sorry, I missed his name.
Ray Jordan.
Ray, thank you. I did just want to say, if Ray Jordan ever wants to talk to me about this, I am very close to the area. And I would also say in the I went to the meeting for Randolph Golf Course the evening before our last commission meeting, and I've been having some problem with my knee, but I did want to walk some, so I parked in the park and I tried to get to the meeting from the east side of the park, and I could not without going all the way around. So I ended up essentially walking as long as I would normally from my house when I parked in the park to get to that meeting. So I did walk through the whole arc area, and I did see what he's talking about. And I was wondering if we could get some more information on that, Director Hamway, in relationship to what he was talking about were the problems.
Sure.
I don't swim there anymore, so I'm not, you know, getting into a handicap space and going into the pool. But I do know that I think his problem was that you couldn't get to it from the east side of the park, which is my experience as well. So maybe a little more information would be good.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else went on?
No, thank you.
All right, thank you. May I assume that someone will be responding to Sarah about the colors of the picnic tables at their park? Because
yeah.
I'll know the answer. Okay. All right, very good. Thank you. And she did write her phone number on here if you need it. All right, staff reports. Who's first?
Who's first? It is fall, so we have our fall programs in session. We have a lot of Halloween events coming up. We actually had our big department-wide Boo Bash last Saturday at Lincoln Park. A good, great turnout. We had 4,000, 5,000 people, somewhere in that range. Entertainment was added to this event, which is new from years past. We had all of our centers come up with different games and trunks. 800 pounds of candy were given out, nearly. We had a little bit of leftovers. We had, what else? Ready, Set, Rec was out there. Mr. Nature, and we had a hip-hop group, so that was part of the entertainment. Food trucks, partnered with Ward 4 and the Neighborhood Association out there. So it was a great event. Pictures are on our website. We have two more Halloween events this Friday, one at Santa Rosa Center and one at Marty Bergman. So those are happening for the kiddos. And then we have a breast cancer awareness walk tomorrow at Armory. So that starts at 10. Wear your pink and show up and do a short walk around the park in the center. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
I also agree that it's fall. And the weather is lovely here in the fall. So with fall comes, you know, a billion special events that happen through our special events unit. So the parks are busy, busy, busy with people. Our fall softball leagues are running Monday through Thursday. And then to piggyback on the next big event, we have our Fall Family Fest, which will be November 16th. And we are going to have an entire day's worth of activities that are going to be happening here at the Reed Park and associated areas around it. A fun-filled day of stuff for everybody, whether you want to be up early or want to be out late. Lots of fun stuff. And I know a lot of information has already gone out, and we'll continue to put more information out as we figure out exactly the who, what, when, where, how, and why's of some of our bigger events that we're going to run inside of it. But it's going to be a great day. I mean, every day is a great day out here. It's going to be beautiful weather, so come on out, either bright and early or late, or anytime in between.
Thank you.
We're going to stick with the fall theme and the fact that our maintenance teams are extremely thankful for the cooler weather and the fall that's coming. Right now we're spending a lot of time doing cleanup projects throughout a lot of parks areas, things that have gotten out of hand growing through the summer. We're working on a lot of overseeding for the sports fields at Lincoln, the annex, and some of the event spaces that we take care of. And then we've also gotten an opportunity to do some assistance with the capital project that's going to be taking place at City Hall. So we've been working on doing some turf removal and cleanup out there as well to get prepped for Greg's team.
I also concur it's fall. We're wrapping up our fall. We just wrapped up some swimming lessons over at the RFD. Currently, we have 12 high schools in our pools. Three have already wrapped up their seasons, and they'll be done by November 7th. The Aquatic Soups and I went to a Stargard training last week up in Phoenix. That was extremely worthwhile. To get an idea, just last or in September alone, we had 50 hours of in-service training with 181 lifeguards, which was 724 of lifeguard hours of training that they're required to do every month in order to maintain their certs. November 12th, we'll go to our winter schedule. We'll close five of the pools and get ready for our winter pool schedule, which was posted today on the website.
Hey, anything else?
It seems like a lot. That should be about it.
I suppose. Thank you.
Remember, he's watching.
Capital Pine doesn't recognize seasons. Except that Jesse Owens' splash pad is opening up this Friday. So that's right before the end of the splash pad season. You should have got an invite for that. 3 or 3:30 Friday. Awesome. Cushing Street Skate Park went out to bid this week, or actually last week, excuse me. That's a project we've been trying to pull funding from multiple places to try to build all this at one time. So we're going to find out. We bid it with some bid alts with the hope that we get good bids and can pay for it all at once. We got funding from 407, Ward 1. We actually found some ARPA funds we think we might be able to use. And it's a Tohono O'odham Nation grant. And we also applied for a Pospayaki tribe grant. So we're hoping that all those come together and we can build it all at once. Fort Lowell Pony Field lighting went under construction last month, so that's rolling right along. McCormick Park improvements are out to bid right now, so those improvements should start likely after the first of the year. David Bell bike path around the golf course, the Cy Shore path around Reed Park, and the Greenway, I believe, which is Alamo. A bid has been accepted to resurface all of those paths, so that should happen here. We're hoping while it's still warm enough, we can do it this fall. Jesse Owens walking path improvements. We have bids in. We're negotiating. They came in a little higher than we'd hoped, so we're trying to negotiate it down to what our budget is there. And Kennedy Dog Park and Playground bids have been received. Same scenario, came in higher than we hoped, so we're negotiating, trying to negotiate those down to our budget. So a lot of things in the works. That's not counting all of them that were already under construction.
Anyone else besides Laura?
No, and I don't have any updates right now.
Okay. Future agenda items that are not already scheduled to be on the November 20th meeting? Manon, Aaron, anybody have anything they want to put on there?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I think maybe just our first caller's issues with accessibility from the east side, maybe that would be a good thing, a good way to go about getting more information. Thank you.
I didn't understand that.
The
ADA access.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. Ladies, do you have anything else that you would like to see on the agenda for November?
Nothing that we already have put in there. So.
All right. Robin, you're good?
Thank you.
All right. Good to see you. The location of the next meeting is right here on November the 20th, which will be the third instead of the fourth Wednesday of the month. And if there's nothing else, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No one appears to be opposed that we close. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to have you back.
In person. Yes.
That's process that we can get into.
Absolutely. I think there's a packet of information you can shoot out to the whole neighborhood.
And it's offense online.
It should be, but I can make sure I can get CRS and it to you.
That'd be fine.
So, yeah, we'll put a note after send it to you. And that,
no one wants.
And the signs are still up on Mark over there. I was out there Monday, and there's a couple signs.
You know, water
tank. Still up. But
yeah, yeah.
You know, that's
an ongoing issue.
It is
what
happens
when you have a bullet.
Oh, I know.
There's things you can say to people in parks, told me about the dog foundation.
Quickly goes south.
Yeah, amazing. It's true.
Yeah. Thanks for coming out.
All right. So I'm Diana. Thank you for coming. I put into the chat for the meeting the language.
See you later.
Yes, we do.
I never do.
No, you
okay.
Signed
in. Okay, good.
Let me look at
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
don't know
what you're talking about.
Not checking.
Oh. The past off. That off. I'll see you later.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. Good seeing you.
See you in November.